The U.S. and the U.K. have announced the readiness to examine the idea of setting up a buffer zone in Syria to protect refugees fleeing the ISIL violence.
The buffer zone is an idea that's been out there. It's worth examining. It's worth looking at very, very closely. There are a million plus refugees who have crossed the border. There were another 180,000 or so driven out in the last few days from Kobani. This should not be a problem that is thrust onto Turkey, Lebanon, Jordan, where they bear an incredible burden with respect to their societies. At the same time, you'd have to guarantee safety, guarantee there wouldn't be attacks by the government, other kinds of things would have to happen. So it needs a thorough examination. We're all in favor of looking at this very closely.
Well, John Kerry says creating a buffer zone will be one of the issues that the special presidential envoy for the Global Coalition to Counter ISIL, General Allen, will be discussing with Turkish officials during the two-day meetings. He said the two sides would also discuss what role Turkey will take up now that the ISIL has released Turkish hostages. Kerry added that the U.S. and its allies are trying to deprive ISIL of its overall ability, not only in Kobani, but also in Syria and Iraq. The British Foreign Secretary, for his part, said that the U.K. will continue to work closely with coalition partners on further actions against ISIL. He also voiced support for the new Iraqi government's inclusive program to hamper ISIL's access to funds and resources.